The Independent You, Confidence. November 21, 2021. John Caden. You're the independent type. During your life's journey, you have become what you are today by making your own decisions. You've learned a personal decision-making process, knowing the importance of starting with facts, the truth that combined with a path of logic, will take you to a successful conclusion. You are not perfect, so you will fail sometimes. You will try again and again, not because you are stubborn, but because you have learned that your prior attempt's failure was due to not knowing the facts or that your logic was flawed along the way. You have learned that success followed your repeated attempts. You have learned how you think best, how to shut out distractions that interfere with learning the facts of your starting premise or interfere with your path of logic. Whether alone in a quiet place, or by your ability to shut out distractions even when they are in your midst, you have claimed your mode of solitude to work through your decision-making. Your independence has taught you something else. You trust yourself. You're confident. You know your methods work for you. You know yourself, your strength, and your weak points. You know good decisions and resultant actions won't happen unless you start with a factual premise. Knowing the truth of something is one of the biggest challenges you encounter. Sometimes, you just won't know. You're not the type to act on bias, emotion, assumption, or intuition. The longest portion of your thought process will be investigatory, to gain truth or facts. In doing so, you'll likely have to tap into the knowledge of other people who will know what you want to know. This is not a surrender of your independence. You will be engaging in a higher, more mature form of independence, labeled interdependence. You are seeking the knowledge held by others to fill in the gaps of your knowledge. It's your quest for truth. It is not a substitute for your logic nor for your conclusion. Among the failures you've had to overcome is false information from someone you trusted to provide a truthful premise to you. You did not know it was false information until you acted on it, with your best logic, and it failed. Confidence in your own logic was well placed, but your confidence in your source of information was shattered. You started over, adjusted, and sought a new source of knowledge. Now, depending on your experience and the number of failures you've encountered, you'll know who and what to trust. Just like you have learned to trust yourself, experience will teach you where, and in whom to place your confidence. You won't waste time relying on the unreliable. An independent person exudes confidence. It shows in ways some will admire, and others will disdain. The independent person may care what others think, but not enough to change how they make decisions and govern their actions. Like a meme I recently circulated says, confidence is not, will they like me? Confidence is, I'll be fine if they don't. Confidence may not let you leap over tall buildings, unless, of course, you start with the science, the facts that underlie a truthful premise, and apply logic that leads to a creative way to do it. But confidence will encourage you to take risks that more dependent types won't take, or if they do, they will fail to accomplish. Your confidence is based on your ability to find the truth, your confidence in your sources and your ability to execute a plan which, if it should fail, will not deter you from trying again, with adjustments as necessary.